Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing,
my favorite song.
Really?
Yeah, it always makes me cry. I just think it's so special. What a great way to start the new year, honey.
Pentatonics.
I like singing it too. It's fun. My mom really likes singing it too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, we grew up in church choir, so. Or not grew up in. I went to church choir grown. We were cleaning nightclubs in the morning, so we never got to go to church when we were young. But when the club fell into Chapter 11 and officially bankruptcy or whatever, and we lost that job, we started going to church. And we started singing in choir as a family, me, my dad, and my mom. So we love that.
So clearly,
I'm a nonconformist and a rebel, like the Christmas movie.
No, I think, again, you know, I think now that it's, I call it radio roulette, but I think that when these songs come in, that, I don't know, someone on the other side's saying, listen. Oh,
don't make me start crying.
Oh, honey, I didn't mean to make you cry. It's all right.
I have no idea why that just got me. Sorry, guys.
Well, I'm going to let you go through this. I'm going to take you back to the carny business. May I?
Thanks for making me cry on New Year's. The first thing I do on Heel Squad on New Year's Day is cry.
And I made you?
Yeah.
I did?
Well.
No. No one made you do anything. And like I said, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe no one's trying to speak to you right now. Maybe it's just random coinkydinky.
I've told the story before. My mom was so cute because when we started going to the church in Somerville, Massachusetts, I really wanted to just sing in choir. And the woman who, you know, ran the Sunday school. She's like, she has to go to Sunday school. And it was like this big fight. And my mom threw down for me. And I got to sing in church choir.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to tell you about my New Year's Eve. I had many pleasant ones in the carny business. It was amazing. You'd start work at, let's say, five or six in the morning to get your spot in Faneuil Hall in Boston, the sausage stand, whatever we were peddling that year. And then we would generally work until about 4 or 5 in the morning the next day.
And so you'd freeze. 24 hours.
Pretty much, yeah. And you would freeze.
You think in Boston on New Year's?
It was just brutal. And I remember that we had to clean up the next day. But this was one of the nights that we thought Jimmy the Junk Man OD'd again. And they said, no, this time he's gone. And I told you one time I opened the door and the needle was in his arm and he just, with the eyes were open.
Jimmy the Junk Man worked with them.
Jimmy the Junk Man, one of my associates. Mm-hmm. One of my co-workers. And anyway, I remember another time he went into the truck. He had to go into the truck to organize the money, which meant two things. One, steal the money. And two, go get high again or do whatever he was going to do. And once again, Jimmy the Junk Man was out and paramedics came and took him and they said, yeah, no, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to, you know, bring him back. And maybe the next day, you know, he's not going to be able to do his cleanup and all the things were needed of him.
That's all you were worried about.
I wasn't worried about any of it. My point is when my boss turned to me and just went, happy effing New Year. So I'll give you one better for a happy effing New Year.
Well, it's not like I had a New Year story for you, but I will say
happy
we
F, no, but
technically,
I just, anyone in my world knows when I say happy effing New Year, they know what I'm referring back to.
So I think
Jimmy the Junk Man lived. I know you want to know. He lived and
I assumed that was the story.
He went on to go and work and steal and get high off and trouble everyone else's life for another 10 years. The end.
Okay. So I didn't really have a New Year's story.
No, I'm crying.
Why are you crying?
It's Jimmy the Junk Man.
Honey, shut up.
He made me cry.
Honey, you guys, he really looked like he was crying too. I got scared because he's in extreme back pain too. So I'm wondering, I'm like, oh gosh, did the back start going again?
No, Jimmy Junk Man couldn't have left us soon enough. Just
So happy New Year, Heel Squad. Happy, happy New Year. Happy Monday. I hope you're not working today. Do people work on New Year's Day? I don't feel like you do.
If you're in the service industry, yes. No, it's a national holiday. But if you're in the service industry, yeah, you're working.
Yeah, I don't remember. Well, happy New Year. And happy anniversary, honey.
And on to you.
So Kevin's mom texted me and was like, happy anniversary. And I go, thanks for reminding us. We're so bad. Honey, what's wrong with us that we don't even realize it's our anniversary? So we fight because we don't really know. Technically, we got married on New Year's Eve in New York, Times Square, with Steve Harvey officiating while I was hosting Fox New Year's Eve with him. I believe, if I can remember correctly, we'll have to do a little research online, that we got married before the clock struck midnight. Yes, we did.
Yes.
So we got married before the clock struck midnight. So technically, you'd say we got married New Year's Eve. However, Steve wasn't officially ordained, I guess. And so afterwards, they had a judge come to the hotel. So we got married at the Marriott Times Square in our suite at like 1:30 in the morning or something. So technically, our anniversary is New Year's Day. Today. So where are my flowers, yo?
They're coming, I told you.
Where are my presents, yo?
They're coming.
I don't need them, honey. Thank you. It's okay. So happy, happy anniversary.
Anything else I can do, just please let me know.
Yeah.
I know I don't do enough. Just try every day. I can always try a little harder.
You can always try harder.
Can always do better.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I hope you guys all had a beautiful New Year's Eve. I feel like it can be a little bit of a letdown because, you know, sometimes you don't have anywhere to go. Sometimes you're not invited anywhere. Sometimes, you know, the circumstances are not really pleasant around New Year's. So I hope you made the most of it. I remember us having some really lonely ones throughout the years.
And many a lonely Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Many a working Eve. I worked many of them.
Yeah, me too.
But.
And so the new year is upon us. It's 2024. And I know I got a lot of interesting feedback I posted on New Year's Eve. Basically how, you know, after January 1st, you can start to get let down a little bit, right? You come in with all these hopes, these dreams, and we should dream big and we should hope big. But I think that one of the things that I was trying to get across with my post on Instagram is that just hold space for other things to happen that you don't want as well, so you're not surprised. I think that the way everything is built up, it's like everybody's Christmas has to be perfect and everyone's, you know, New Year's, and it's just not the way it is. And we're going to have hardships and we're going to have difficult times. And so if we can just know that that's coming, what level of that, I don't know, but then hold space for it so that you're not taken down by it. Because it's not supposed to be all sunshine and rainbows. It's not supposed to be all perfect and amazing. You know, I always use this roller coaster analogy. Like we go on roller coasters for the high and the low, right? And the low, actually, sometimes you're holding your breath, and that's like we like the being scared part because we know what's coming is that high after, but you can't get that high without the low. So when I look back at last year and how much of a roller coaster it was, and I can say that about almost every year, we've always felt like we were riding a roller coaster. And then Yogi Cameron, who's been on the show many times, is like, you know, I don't get too excited and I don't get too sad. I just stay kind of neutral. And I really aspired to try to do that, but I don't think that's really fun. And it's not my personality. My personality isn't to be kind of numb. My personality is to be big and joyous and all of that. But I got to hold space for the opposite to happen. So I think that when you're thinking about this year, and if you haven't yet, sit down, make a little dream board. I have mine right here. I'm starting to, you know, put it together. Write it all down. It's funny. Mirna was over, our friend, and she was saying that in the Bible, Joel says to write your visions and your dreams down. And because she was telling me how she goes to church and she lays out what she wants for the year. I said, well, do you ever write it down? She said, no. I go, well, how do you look back and remember? I love my vision boards because I can look back and be like, holy shit, that happened? I would have never thought that was going to happen. That was kind of like a pipe dream. So she's going to start writing it down too. So put all your dreams and make them big. And, you know, yes, you want some realistic ones in there too. Put it all down. And then I always say, be a good person. Make good choices. And work hard and then leave the rest to God, right? That's how I've lived my life because I know God's taking me where I'm supposed to go. And that's why I know when all the bad things that happen, God's leading me to a place that I'm supposed to go. And I don't like all of these places. Yes, some of them are great. The Super Bowl was super fun. Being on a boat in Greece was super fun. But being in a hospital with massive abdominal surgery or brain surgery, not so fun. But they all led me here. So, you know, we were kind of chit-chatting this morning about how, you know, you'll see all these posts every time around this year. Like, oh my God, I made everything happen. And I so believe in myself and all this stuff. And Kevin's like, I can't take it. And I'm like, I don't want to be judgmental about it. But at the same time, you know, it's I feel like sometimes, especially with social media, people are just putting out what they think everybody wants to hear. And like some of it doesn't have that real depth in there. And so,
hey, you know, I just, that's the, you know, the dark side of me, my judgmentalist side, but I don't know. I just see some people put the posts out and they're just so bragging. I knew I always believed in myself and I was going to be there. But on the one hand, the ones, I guess, that seem like they're bragging, I don't know. I feel like it's
because you're just feeling it. I think you're feeling something and you got to listen to that feeling.
But at the same time, you know, I get where someone who's really overcome and achieved a lot, maybe they don't have anyone to tell it to or no one in their life that sees it. Mm-hmm. So they have to kind of say it. And maybe by saying it, they're going to manifest more of it. I don't know. I'm trying not to engage in my, like I said, my darker side, but my darker side. Uh-oh, diabetes time. but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I should, like I said, it's probably not the best side of me to judge it. But when I see those kind of braggadocious posts, I go, I do the Larry David.
I think it's important to believe in yourself for sure.
Yeah.
And if it's all genuine, it's, you know, I just think that I see a lot of it where everyone's a guru now, everyone's a this, everyone's a that. And they're like, you know, they don't.
A guru.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I know if I feel that kind of icky feeling, it's for a reason. So, I just say, listen, we're going to do our best in this thing called life. I was drying my hair this morning. And as I was drying my hair, which, by the way, I used my Way leave-in conditioner. Kev, remember I got you that stuff? You probably don't even know this because you're never here. I'm just doing these chats with you now. But mm-hmm. Way is that hair brand that when you were saying I need something for my hair, I found it at Sephora and I brought it home to you. Remember, it was the leave-in conditioner. Mm, it's like a creamy white in that white and that clear bottle. And then there's another one that's a hair oil. Anyway, I bought them for you. And then little by little, I snuck into your cabinets and started using them. So now they're a sponsor on the show.
Oh.
So funny enough. And so this morning, as I was drying my hair, I wasn't going to say anything about that, but I did use my Way leave-in conditioner. And I've been noticing when I use my blow dryer brush, if I put a little of it in the ends before I dry it, it really, really makes a difference in my hair. So shout out to Way for that. Oh my God. Oh no. Here comes a pin. I was starting something.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying I can put the pin back in the pin cushion, but we do need to take a break.
Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I was thinking about when I was blow drying my hair.
And then I put a pin in it.
And then he put a pin in it.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's TheWay.com, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD. Your hair deserves it.
Trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Hey! I've been sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Hey! Sleeping in my bed. Hey! So show me family. Hey! All the good that I will be.
I love this song.
I don't know where I went wrong. I can write a song. I belong to you. You belong to me, my sweet.
It's my anniversary gift.
Thanks, honey.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, boo. Okay, so I'm blow drying my hair.
Let me take the pin out.
Take the pin out. Well, now the song has totally, like, confused my brain.
I put the pin back in.
I forgot what I was saying.
You're blow drying your hair?
No, I was blow drying my hair, and I just was thinking about a lot of things. Like, you know, like, the last 2 days, I've been really taking stock of what makes me nuts. It was an exercise that I started years ago, and usually it was when I was heading to Mexico, somewhere around December 28th. I always had just, like, 3 or 4 days where I could just get away. Not always. It was like 3 years in a row. Alyssa, my best friend, and I would go. And on the plane ride there, I would write a list of all the things that make me nuts, that just throw me off kilter, mess me up. And then I would come up with solutions to all of them on the plane. And so I've been doing it mentally the last couple of days and thinking of, like, okay, I'm going to make packages go over here, because when they go into my office gets all muddied and just a mess and depressing, and then I don't want to go in there and work. And I just feel like I'm a nomad. I just keep running around this house, and, like, I just see, okay, this is out of place, or that's a mess, or I got to fix that, or dog poop, or whatever. And I'm like, I got to get shit done in 2024. So I'm like, how do I set myself up for success? And so I was thinking about all those things. Well, the last couple of days, and then I'm getting my hair done, or I'm doing my hair. And I started thinking about, like, fear and how much of it creeps into my head, and how I'm like, oh gosh, like, I'll just start to spiral, and I'll think, oh my gosh, we're spending too much, or oh my gosh, we're doing too much, oh my gosh, whatever. And then I said, hey, yo, you almost died last year.
Hey. That's why I married a guinea. He'll handle everything.
Yeah. And I say to myself, I'm like, what did I learn from that? I learned that nothing matters.
Nope.
And all the things that we stress about are only killing us and hurting us.
Yep.
And there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, we can do something about that, but I'm saying the things that we're fearing, right? There's nothing we can really do to be worrying about. Well, is this person going to do this? Is that going to happen here? Whatever. Just my new word for the year, just flow. Just flow, friends. And know that all the worrying, first of all, they say that the pancreas is worry, that's where worry is stored.
And then you wonder why I've had pancreas issues.
Yeah.
And so I really want
you
to
remember.
You and Donna
Reed from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, and I love her.
Mm-hmm. And you know.
Put a pin in what I was saying.
Let's put a pin in that.
Is this true? That's like your really nice way of interrupting me to say something else. I like it.
Just put a pin in it. Well, now for all the people that we've gone to meet with who've put a pin in my ideas.
Okay.
Let's put a pin in that. And okay. A year later, oh, suddenly they're doing the idea. Oh, okay. Thanks for putting a pin in it. I guess you took the pin out when I left the meeting.
Yes.
I digress.
Okay, go ahead.
I think your fans will actually enjoy this. Now, fans of It's Wonderful Life. Little holiday trivia. It's still the holidays, people. We have till January 6th.
Okay.
Just making it clear with the advent calendar.
FYI, I took all the decorations down the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
It was the first time. I was like, get it all out. And by the way, I was overly cluttered with decorations. And I was like, really, for the first time, like, oh my gosh, I can't do this again next year. So anyway, carry on. You might divorce me over this, I know.
Where was the where you talking?
The banisters, the tables.
When they lit
the
up,
decor.
It was nice.
And then, by the way, we have all the snow globes, our original snow globes from when we first were dating, like the Rudolph ones and stuff. They're all just sitting in the cabinets underneath. Like we have so much shit. I just want to get rid of everything.
Well, okay,
everything must go sale. I want to declutter again. Does anybody feel me? Wherever you are listening to this, do you feel cluttered? I do.
Maria,
I feel like all I do is try to declutter.
20 years later, I just have to, what the hell? what this family has put me through, put my body through. Right now, you know, I have a crushed disc in my back. I wonder why. The things that I lifted out of that house in Connecticut, ungodly, alone, because I'm out in the middle of nowhere.
Kevin's de-hoarded us for years, 27 years.
And then I get shamed for it. That's the best. After then, everyone's living in paradise in these like nice, new, organized houses. And then I get oh, don't put that near Kevin. He'll throw it away.
Yep.
Ha, 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 ha,
yep.
And now finally, And here's the thing. This is the first year I haven't done any decluttering. And I know I need to, but I haven't had time.
No, yesterday cleaned Athena's room. And because we had like a changing table on the first floor in the kitchen. And we had some clothes in there. And then I had her clothes upstairs. And it was just a mess and a shit show. And, you know, first 6 months, we've got a lot going on. So there were gifts that were like, I don't know what to do with this, or this doesn't fit or whatever. I organized everything. And now I just go into her closet and I just feel like heaven. I feel so happy. So there's a few more areas that I need to tackle in this house, but I'm just sitting here wondering, like, is it ever going to end? Am I always going to be in construction? We are always in construction here. And are we always going to be in cleanup mode and declutter mode? Because that just doesn't seem fun.
Rebuttal.
Yes.
Well, I think...
Being a little negative.
I think that we're always trying to improve. So, yeah, there's always going to be construction and different things going on. I don't think that's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I do think it can be intrusive. It has been. But we're about to wrap that part of it up, at least for this house.
Turn the corner.
Kana. The other thing is, because of who you are and your status, we're blessed. A lot of things get sent here. So there is going to be a lot of that. What we have to get better at is giving stuff away to charity, donating it, which I know is a lot of work. I know, but there's a way to do it. We've had no system. And... Again, this is...
Can we rally all the California Hill squatters and maybe like once a month you guys meet us and we just let everyone go through the baskets of stuff. Like just have a party.
The LA team.
I feel guilty. We have like furniture. We have so much stuff. Anyway.
No.
I digress, but...
We're very blessed and I think that, you know, Laura LaGrasso, your original producer, taught me this about giving stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel guilty. Don't feel bad. Just, you know, bless it. Thank it for whatever it brought you in your life and allow it to go now to be enjoyed by someone else. And even if that it means there's so much stuff, you know, I could sell, Maria. And I'm like, I don't have time.
Yeah.
That will cost me money to have to sell it and deal with all
that
stuff.
I like bless it and give it.
Yeah,
really,
donate
that'll
it to
free
charity.
A lot of us, I think, who are listening. I think it'll free a lot of us up because a lot of us become hoarders because we feel guilty that we spent so much money on something. Yeah. I have furniture, guys, that we bought when we first moved into this house 18 years ago, and I spent a pretty penny on it because I didn't have time. So when they came and decorated it for this photo shoot, I said, okay, I'll buy everything. And they're like, what? I'm like, just buy it all. Every room is decorated now. I'm done. I don't have time. But I look at like how much we spent, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't do that, especially from where I come from. I can't just get rid of that. But it goes, Kevin's been getting rid of stuff sneakily behind my back.
Quietly, every time you go away.
And I don't notice it gone, and I'm grateful because the headache is off my plate. I can't detach sometimes.
Should we talk about all the bills that we spent on storage? Yeah, that I said, do not store this stuff. I said, Maria, it's just going to cost us. You're going to be able to buy all new stuff. But I see people do this all the time, too, with the storage units, the storage
bins. Don't do it, guys.
They spend all the money on storage.
For what? And you end up spending more money in storage 100%. Than what the things cost.
You could have brand new stuff again for the amount of money.
No, I put the boots to that. You know I did. I shut that down.
After 3 years?
No.
After we spent a ton of money. By the way, it's my time too, of all like the packing it and the this and the that and the, you know, and it's.
I know, honey. I get it. I'm sorry. I'm a slow learner.
Oh my God.
I want it all out. I want to be done.
And I tell you, like right now, this is the first new year. I feel my Lyme disease is kicking back up. I had a really big week, but I haven't stopped working. I'm exhausted. I'm hunched over because my back now went out on me again. And I agree. I wanna go and get rid of all that stuff too. But I for once, I'm.
You're like when?
Yeah. but that's why. Like when I had the time, I was like, please let me. Nope. I was like, let me finish the kitchen. No. Let me close in the back areas. No.
Well, who told you to listen to me?
It's awesome to be Greek. It's so great because in Catholic programming, we're programmed to be so guilty of, we're just guilty for being born, of original sin.
Sorry.
But that's why I don't. Yeah, let's keep the Greek with Athena.
Athena's going to be Greek.
It's got to be Greek. Sorry to all us Catholics out there. I empathize with all of us. And,
okay, but by the way, whole tangent.
I will say this about the Catholics. Somebody's got to dump the bedpans. That's what we do.
Yes.
Honey. Somebody's got to clean up the world's mess. That's what the Catholics do.
Okay. Where was I before we went down that rabbit
hole? I was gonna just share a little Hollywood trivia. It's part of our Monday segment
Hollywood trivia. I was going somewhere about fear.
And then I put a pin in it because
I don't want the pin anymore. I want to finish my thought.
Okay, I think a lot of fans are gonna want to know this inside information. No one talks about For It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
That relates to the pancreas.
Okay, go ahead.
I think. So.
Well, that means you're bringing it back around.
Bringing it back around, baby doll.
Listen, I don't want to fight you, honey. It's our anniversary. I don't want to fight.
All right, good.
Okay.
Now, I want you to explore this. I think this is really going to resonate. There's many, many lessons in It's a Wonderful Life. Not just the movie itself, but the fact that even in the production, it wasn't meant to be a Christmas movie. It was a total fail. Mm-hmm. It pretty much bankrupted the producer and then, you know, Jimmy Stewart. It was supposed to be his big comeback movie after the war, and it failed, so it was a black eye for him. Don Reed never became a movie star after that. But what I didn't know is Jimmy Stewart, you know, obviously America's nice guy, and he was, but he and Capra blamed Donna Reed for the movie not being successful.
Mm-hmm. I remember you told me
that. And can you think of anyone better than Donna Reed in that role?
No.
Perfect. And do you think that that is the same movie without her?
No.
Just like it isn't without him?
No.
And I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, she died relatively young, you know, and she knew. And by the way, after when all the adulation came in and they said, oh, no one would be better than her. And she, I guess, leaned over to her assistant at the time and said, yeah, if only, you know, you felt like that back then. And they really kind of put her through the ringer a little bit. It's so interesting.
You're mentioning Donna Reed with the pancreas cancer.
Yeah.
I just remembered Mary Tyler Moore had type 1 diabetes and a brain tumor.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. you know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Anyhow, I think when you think about your kind of budget for emotions, we are going to have our full range. And I think that's important. We allow all of that. We allow the sadness, the whatever, all of it. But like the fear budget, I think we should really try to work on, because I think it's useful in some ways. Like if you feel someone's getting too close, oh, and P.S. Kevin just taught me this from another woman. So if someone is coming close to you and you feel uncomfortable and you're afraid for your safety, but you get guilty that you don't want them to think badly of you, like we all have these things that run through our heads, just say, do not come any further. I don't know you. I don't feel comfortable with you.
Yeah, that's all.
Or I'm feeling very uncomfortable. And I was like, oh, I love that. It's like such a great weapon to have when you don't have a weapon. And so anyhow, and then it gives you a little buffer if you have to run, if this person's like, screw it, I'm coming, you know? But so fear works in those moments. But I know for me, there's a lot of irrational fear. I think of, you know, crazy things happening. And I think my body's just been used to fight or flight because my dad almost died on the regular growing up. And we always had to be afraid if he was going to live or die that day. And so it's in me, I'm deprogramming. And Dr. Dispenza, I really hit a great clip where all of that was cleaned out of my brain, but it is etched in there. And so I fell backwards back into it. And now I'm meditating every day again to the best of my ability. And trying to get to a great place with it. And I'm becoming more aware, because the morning meditation, he asks you to focus on the things that you're, you know, what you're wanting, and then what do you no longer want to be? And so I focus every day. I no longer want to stress about time. I said, I don't want to stress about time. Time is what I'm making it. I don't know why I put so many restrictions on it and fears and worries and all of that. And so I think I've been really better about time and not stressing because I'm aware. And that's why I love being present. It's why I love meditation. One of the other things I have added is to not order you around, honey. I think I've been better about it. I'm trying. And then
I just think I'm too much your first go-to.
Well, because you're great.
But I'll say that, Maria,
you'll do anything.
I have staff. I have people around me that can handle these other tasks.
But I want you.
Okay.
Sorry, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And so anyhow, I think one of the other things that meditation does for me, and if you're hearing this and meditation is like the turnoff word, I get it. Dr. Dispenza is different because you're not in black space and no sound. Like you are actually hearing him guide you through what you have to do. So I think that that's why it's so helpful. And there's so much science behind it. So anybody who isn't a meditator per se can get behind the science that he has. So I really love how it's making me focus on what I want rather than what I don't want. So when these bad thoughts do come in, I'll shoo them away and be like, no, not my story, not my story. Or I don't want that. Like I had a nightmare about Athena the other night. And you know, when I say nightmare and Athena, what that ending is, but imagine it was like the worst possible way that ending could happen. Like it was just horrible. And I woke up and I was like, my heart was pounding out of my chest and I felt so scared. And I was like, oh gosh, what if this is a sign? And what if I'm supposed to be paying attention to her in the crib right now or whatever? I was like, all these things. And I was like, not my story. Not her story, not our story. And then I said a little prayer and I went back to bed. And
these are the things that we need to start to implement to calm those voices, calm those thoughts, calm those fears, whatever it is, whether that's not my story, which was one of the tools I used when I was first meditating with Dr. Joe. I was catching all the bad thoughts and I'd be like, not my story. Nope, not our story. Nope, not happening. Nope, I don't want that. Nope, that's not happening. And I just kept almost like zapping myself when those things would come in. And then eventually they stopped. And it was so cool. So as we're looking at this new year, if fear is something you're grappling with or you grapple with,
I think most of your audience is.
Yeah, it's we're always afraid the other shoe's going to drop or we're going to lose our job or we're not going to have money or whatever it is. And I think that if we just stick to everything's happening the way it's supposed to happen, we're exactly where we're supposed to be, and not in the fruity way that people we were talking about at the top of the show are saying, like, I really do mean this. I've seen with experience, and I've had lots of traumas in life, I've seen with experience that it all led to something better. Now, are there some things that just, I can't, you know, my mom not being here isn't better, but did she lead me to something better? Yes.
And it's also life.
And then there's, it's just
it's life.
Life.
You know, you're always going to have obstacles in life, but like I always say, you want it and your mom wanted it, where she was the first to go. So that's going to happen. It happened sooner than we wanted, mm-hmm. but it's going to happen. There's nothing, no way around that. And you want that rather than the reverse. And your mom wouldn't have wanted the reverse, which is you going.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So I think if we can just know the roller coaster of life is fun and exciting and thrilling, but like sometimes we throw up, sometimes it's terrifying, right? The top of 2023, it was terrifying. I was looking back at videos of video diaries and
you want to talk about a roller coaster year.
Yeah. I'll post some of those videos at some point in the next few weeks because I was in real time grappling with, oh, we don't know what this is, but it's not good. And yeah, this is stage two. Oh my God, what am I going to be here for my daughter? Like, I get it. That was the roller coaster on the bad side, but then look at what happened. Yeah. And you got to think like, and we've seen it too. Every time something bad happens, usually something good comes.
Always. I told you, Ida Kendall always tells me sometimes she's trained her brain that when something bad really happens, she'll be like, oh, I wonder what amazing thing's going to come out of this.
Yeah.
So it always does.
So, but sometimes we're not present enough to see it or we're not aware that that's kind of even a thing. But Kevin and I are really tuned in now after so much stuff where we're like, oh, okay, something good's going to come. Mm-hmm. Or when something good happens, we kind of look at each other. We're like, oh boy.
No. I'll be good.
Yeah. I'll pray. I'll be like, God, no more growth for now. Can we just stop the growth? Cause I know growth comes with pain. Like, I think we're good for a while. Like, let's just, you know, keep it on chill mode. So just, it's back to what I was saying towards the end of the year too, is like perspective. Everything is perspective. And we have to become comfortable with the uncomfortable. By the way, this is all the stuff that I was thinking about while I was blow drying my hair with my Way Leave-In hair conditioner. What? It's really getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. It's getting comfortable with uncertainty. Tony Robbins will say your life, the quality of your life is totally reliant and dependable on the amount of uncertainty you can handle. So the quality of your life is a direct line to how much uncertainty you can handle. And life is uncertain. We don't know what's around the corner. That's why we always say, hug the person you love, tell the person you love them, make the most out of every day. And just know we don't know what's written in the cards for us. But while we're here, let's make it great. Let's do the best that we can. Let's help each other. Let's be kind. Let's contribute. Whatever it is, So that's my spiel for this New Year's
Day. And
I
think having less and being more organized actually helps you with, helps you with the uncertainty.
Yes.
You can ride out the uncertainty. You know, one of the reasons I'm able to is for that reason when I'm at my best, my backup protocols, all my other things, my workarounds. But yeah, that's a great way of putting it.
Thank you, honey.
For sure. Well, I don't know, honey, I guess.
I guess that's it, friends.
I guess that's it. It's New Year's Day. That's it now. The we fun have... ends until what? Till opening day, maybe?
Honey.
It's like a tease for St. Patty's Day.
This is the time for us to do our things, like plant the seeds so that in the summer you can have some fun. And then we'd be doing this all over again in the fall. But before we go, we have Riz on this week. So tomorrow you'll have two episodes starting tomorrow with Riz Mirza, who is a channeler, and we talk about 2024. So I hope you enjoy those episodes with him. And
are you sure it's this week? It's okay. And then we also have the astrologer come up. A lot of good New Year's content.
Yeah. And I think, friends, we have a lot of ideas for the show in 2024. We're really, really excited for all the things that we're going to do. And I'm really going to take everything up a notch. I'm going to try to get this heel event, my first heel event planned for this year so that we can all be together and learn from people in person and have a whole little retreat. So I'm working on that. I'm working on a couple of other things, but really I want to take this show to the next level. And I'm really excited about our new team. And I think that with them on board, I'll be able to really give this show what I want
to
give it.
I want to say thank you to the Heel Squad, Maria, for sticking with us, because they have been with us through some
thick and thin. Well, they're our ride or dies.
In the words of Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
What? Hard times.
Oh, yeah.
They've,
for sure.
They've stuck with us. Well, think about how many times you all stayed with us when Maria wasn't hosting, when I had a host with Kelsey, all those shows, when Mom was passing on.
So many things.
And then this year, the reason we had to switch things up, honestly, was because of the pancreatic tumor that had to be removed that we couldn't even talk about.
Along with a few other organs. Go ahead.
Right, yeah.
Or a few other things.
And then the baby, and, you know, so thank you for, you know, for our audience for staying with us during that whole time.
Yeah.
You know, we've really been spread thin on our end because of it, but you all stayed with us and we're very grateful. And I think that there's a lot more fun we can have in the new year, and, you know,
we're better together, and you guys are our ride or dies. And wherever you are listening to this, I'm giving you guys all big, big hugs and so much love. And I wish you guys the happiest, healthiest, most prosperous 2024. And when shit hits the fan, we'll be here.
Always. As long as I'm breathing. So what about your signature outro?
Be nice, people. Make good choices. And be present.
How about these are the ride or dies? You know this song?
No. Oh, Ride Captain Ride, yeah.
Come to another shore with us. See? Can laugh our life away and be free once more. So can we get back to having fun on this show? Enough with these witch doctors.
What?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Honey, that's so inappropriate and rude.
Honey.
Witch doctors?
No, I'm, you know, it was just a saying.
I don't think the Heel Squad's appreciating this.
Well, I think the polka community is excited for the Tuesday polka show.
Oh my God, you and Angie.
I think my
Just you and Angie
are
excited. I think
Alyssa was in too.
Okay.
And I think my Hollywood chat segments are going really well. I think, you're right. Last week we went into it. What people were doing for the holidays, celebrities. This week, I gave you a little classic Hollywood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Guys, 27 years in, he's still making me laugh. Love you.
on your way to a world that others might have missed as Maria leaves studio. All right. Don't abuse her.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet, chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.